Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this evening is the Old Testament lesson. The theme is pardon. The Going to the Sun Road in Montana's Glacier National Park is like nothing else in the world. It's 50 miles of hairpins, twists and turns, huge drop-offs on one side, and incredible, breathtaking vistas on the other. Traveling this road requires the driver to pay attention completely, and at some points, even creep along because of the wildlife. To travel that road is definitely phenomenal. Our Old Testament writer, Isaiah, writes and says, "A voice cries, 'In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain.'" See, this heavy road work will not be done by anybody else but the Messiah. He came and took the twisted messes of our lives and making right what sin had corrupted. And we stand here in Advent and we get the opportunity to look both backwards and forward. The end of the year will provide us an opportunity to take account of where we've been, where we are now, and where we're going. And we may remember the previous year and hopefully leave the rough places behind. We think about our present struggles, and then we'll look ahead with hope and anticipation into 2015. And there may be even some anxiety. Well, when we look back over our journey of this last year, we obviously will see some joyful and smooth places. And yet, there are probably more than enough moments of anguish. Moments where we spent in the rough places, in the dark valleys and the ravines. Those moments tended to divert our attention from God and choked off our joy. Anxiety rushed in as we dwelt with basic necessities of life, threats to home, possibly health, budgets, maybe even our job. And all this took a toll on our emotions, on our health, on our finances, and probably, in an evil way, even our relationships. But much less obvious, but more important, they probably took a toll on our soul. You see, in all these challenges, we had a need. We had a need that was caused by sin. We needed a Lord who could provide relief and deliver us from it. A Lord that could provide us a pardon. So as we look forward into 2015, it's natural just to look up the road, wondering what lies ahead of us. If we've struggled in the last years, our thoughts will naturally focus on the potential dangers to our life, our home, and our job. And as we do that, we have to be aware that our fallen nature will try to put trust in our own ability to make our own way without God. So we'll try to smooth out those rough places and straighten out those sharp turns. And yet we, like all mankind, don't have the ability to look in the future. We have no way to predict it, much less engineer out those low spots, those rough spots that we can't see. In all this, what becomes obvious is we fail to trust, we fail to love, and we fail to fear God as we get consumed with our own fears and we concentrate on what we need to do. We have, we do, and we will continue to sin, and we will grieve God daily. If that's all there is, that would be a pretty sad and pretty terrifying message. But thankfully, the Messiah has come in the flesh. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has come to us when we were unable to come to Him or come to God. You see, this is His advent that we celebrate. Isaiah proclaimed, "Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall be level, and the rough places plain." God chooses His only begotten Son, Jesus, to do the demanding work of gaining our pardon. It is the infant Jesus that we await that would grow up and level every high obstacle between us and God. It is the baby born of a virgin that is filled in every valley that separated us from God. It is Emmanuel that has straightened every crooked path that led to hell and built them so that they led us directly to God. He didn't use tools and machinery. And this road, this path, was not paid with gold or silver, but it was paid with his holy and precious blood. You see, his life without sin, his innocent death on the cross, paid the price that you and I were incapable of meeting. His work never needs repair, and it never needs to be updated. It is perfect, and it's sufficient for all time and for all people. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, knowing what he has done to redeem you and me, to redeem mankind, comforts our troubled spirits when we're in those dark and lonely places, in those rough spots. And his Holy Spirit reminds us that our Lord's resurrection and ascension proves that he has won the pardon that we so desperately needed, a pardon from death and a pardon from eternal misery. So it's right that we pause again before embarking on 2015, that journey, and we need to look forward, anticipating with the holy ones that are in the church, that angelic message of good tidings and great joy. You see, their proclamation points us and focuses us on the one that leads not to look inward, but look to the cross. We again look with anticipation in that day of history where God became man. We look again to the birth of the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, who alone has won our pardon with God. The birth of the one who alone gives us salvation and eternal life does so by exchanging his righteousness for our sinfulness. The birth of the God-man who would suffer in our place so that we would be reconciled with God. The birth of the one who would pass from death and arise on Easter morn victorious over sin and death and the devil. He would be victorious over all those foes. And yet in this Christmas season, we are led to one place. We are led to the place where the pardon of God is found. And that alone is in Jesus Christ. See, amazing is his power of grace, forgiving our sins past, present, and future. Now that we've looked back, we can look forward to 2015 with hope and joy. No matter what the valleys and rough spots that await us, our Messiah is with us. He is eternal, transcending past, present, and future. He promises us that the way will not be easy, but he does promise us that he will be with us through each dark and rough place. He promises us that his Spirit will lead us in, to, and through 2015. He comforts us and he assures us that there are no roadblocks that will delay or dissuade him. He comes to us this evening with words of comfort and peace, promises of blessings, of every good thing that we need for our salvation and that we need for daily life. Finally, my brothers and sisters, he gives us an everlasting pardon, a pardon that does not need to be renewed like our driver's licenses. He won for us this pardon before we even knew we needed to be pardoned, unlike the prisoners that sit in jail awaiting one. He gives us an eternal promise that does not need to be renegotiated each year because we have fallen short of the mark. He gives us that steadfast and sure promise that the roads that we have traveled and the roads that we will travel are not the roads like we traveled here tonight that are going to need repair and maintenance. You see, Jesus is always with us as we gather around his word and around the sacraments. And he's always with us, unlike the lawyers that work the pardons of criminals and convicted felons that are in prison, who gain that pardon and then must move on to the next case. The birth of the child we look to is the birth of the one who gives us his life. And that life is a life without fear, without death, without sin, and without the devil. That life is free from guilt, and that life is free from shame. It is a life that is not burdensome, but light and peaceful. A life that rightly fears, trusts, and loves God. It is a life that is truly pardoned, free and full in the citizenship that we have as God's children in His kingdom. And so as we look ahead, my mind goes back to the road to the sun. You know, that sounds like a really interesting vacation spot with its breathtaking vistas, its hairpin turns, and its wildlife. I tell you, it's definitely a place that I'd like to take my wife on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and make some memories and experiences through which we will venture and then return home. But tonight, let us look to the arrival of the one who takes us to an eternal destination, over a path with breathtaking vistas, on the level and smooth ways that He has prepared before us. Let us look to the arrival of the one who gives us true and abundant life. And so now, may the peace of God that passes all human understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the one who has given us the divine pardon. Amen.